Damian Lowell always got what he wanted. Granted, sometimes the challenge was greater than he anticipated, but that didn't matter. The more difficult the task, the more he relished it. Working hard for something flexed his mental muscles, sharpened his senses, and fed his creative energy. Right now, he was standing with his arms folded across his chest, his focus on the gorgeous dark-haired Dom on the other side of the room. Tonight, she'd used kohl liner and false eyelashes to add drama and depth to her startling green eyes. Her hair hung over her shoulders and cascaded down her back in a shining mahogany waterfall. She wore thigh-high black boots with heels so tall he was amazed she could walk in them. Fishnet stockings were attached to a garter belt, and her tiny black skirt barely covered her buttocks. She'd topped the breathtaking outfit with a leather corset that he itched to unlace. As if sensing his perusal, she glanced over and raised her glass in salute. He inclined his head in acknowledgement. As she sipped, she continued to regard him. This was a bit of an unusual circumstance for him at the den. He'd bought the massive mountain estate years before, and he'd turned it into a private and exclusive BDSM club. While female dominants were welcomed and accorded the respect due their position, less than 24 had applied for membership. Most of the women he associated with here were subs. They didn't meet and hold his gaze like Mistress Katrina was doing. After several seconds, she severed the contact and returned her attention to her submissive. She snagged a canopy and offered it to the bare-chested man kneeling before her. Since he sported spiky blonde hair, the pair presented a striking contrast. The man, on a leash and wearing nothing other than tight, gold-colored shorts, looked up at her adoringly. She smiled and brushed a hand across his forehead. She drew him in closer, then popped the treat into his mouth. All the while, Damian pictured the Dom on her knees, affixed to his leash, fully understanding what it meant to submit. He'd known her for several years, and he knew she was an excellent mistress. Recently, she'd attended a private event he'd hosted. That evening, he'd witnessed a deeper, more contemplative side of her. At one point, she'd stood in front of a window, gazing into the distance. When he'd joined her, she'd faced him. For a moment, before she'd schooled it away, he'd seen a groove between her sculpted eyebrows. When he'd asked how she was enjoying the evening, she responded with politeness. But she'd excused herself and left soon after. Damian didn't often allow his thoughts to be consumed by women, especially dominant ones. But since that night, he had been able to get thoughts of Mistress Katrina out of his mind. "How's it going, boss?" Damian turned his attention to the den's second-in-command, Gregorio. Hiring the man had been one of the smartest business decisions Damian had ever made. Gregorio lived on site in a caretaker cottage. He ensured the safety of their guests, and he oversaw the estate when it was open for a production company's use. Additionally, he managed the calendar, the employees, the accounting, and maintenance. Since he could top or bottom, he was even more valuable to the house. Gregorio folded his arms across his chest. Tonight, he had on a black t-shirt beneath a leather vest. With his silver earring and motorcycle boots, he looked suitably intimidating. "Your demonstration starts in 15 minutes, boss." He hooked a thumb and pointed over his shoulder. "Good turnout." They had plenty of reservations for the annual open house extravaganza. "There are a lot of new faces," Damian agreed. "And buttocks," Gregorio added with a grin. Despite a widespread snowstorm, guests had arrived from all over the region, including parts of Wyoming, Kansas, even Montana. Gregorio had planned ahead, reserving a block of hotel rooms in the nearby ski town of Winter Park.